Hey, babe, how'd you sleep?
Oh no. I'm so sorry. I remember now. I told you to cuff yourself to the headboard and kneel with your head to the wall, but whoops. I guess I forgot. You've been there all night. Poor baby. I'll make it up to you. Here, let me uncuff you. Now, run off to the bathroom. I know you need to. Okay. Oh, I told you I was gonna make it up to you. See, there's a good side to everything. I mean, last night I was just planning on sitting on your face for a while or maybe teasing you a little, but since you were so patient and I forgot to come home, I guess I could let you out of that chastity cage for a few minutes. See how nice I am? Come on, let's get you unlocked. Aw, you're already hard. You can't be that mad at me, huh? Well, you've been so good. I'll let you touch yourself a bit. I know you want to know how my night went. And if you're extra good, maybe I'll even let you come. Since I feel a little bit bad, maybe I won't make you ruin it. Does that sound good? I thought so, baby. Okay, you know the drills. On your knees and look up at me. Good boy. Now, whenever I'm speaking, you can stroke, unless I say otherwise. Make sure you stroke nice and slow, though. This is a nice long story, and I don't want you getting close. At least not till the end. If you feel yourself getting close, I want you to squeeze that cock tight until you feel it pass, okay, baby? So, let's have a quick recap over last night's events, shall we? I think there are some details you might want to relive. And maybe there's a couple things you don't know. I'm so glad we ended up at the room next door to Claire and Thomas. The three of us were talking over breakfast this morning, and I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of each other. See, it turns out, like I said, everybody pretty much knows what the key on the necklace means. Claire says as soon as she saw us, she saw the key. She saw the way that you follow me around and do everything for me. She knew exactly what our relationship was. That's the reason she and Thomas were okay with bringing us both into the bedroom. It's one thing to bring another man to fuck your wife, but it's different when that man can't access his cock, right? I don't blame him for being protective. He's got such a beautiful wife. Like, I'm attached just enough to have fun with them, but Thomas doesn't have any competition. You're basically just a prop. Their words, not mine. Now don't give me that pitiful look. Stop stroking. You give those balls a quick slap for me. And another. Good boy. Now, you can stroke as I speak again, and I don't want to see that pitiful look on your face again. You're lucky, and you know it. Anyway, while you were talking with Thomas at dinner, I told Claire all about you. I mean, she guessed half of it anyway. I told her how good you were at eating pussy, how you always make sure I'm manicured and pedicured, how clean our house is. She got so jealous. I mean, I don't think she'd want that with Thomas, especially now that I've seen the way he fucks her and how big his cock is, but she did ask to borrow you sometime. I told her that you'd be the best head she'd ever had. I hope you liked the taste of her last night, because she sure liked you. Thomas, too. He loved how wet you got her for him. I think he liked me sucking his cock best of all, but what man wouldn't want to lie back and receive while his wife gets warmed up for him? And by a guy who'll never even try to fuck her? It's perfect. Anyway, you probably couldn't see from your perspective, but here's what happened. While you were occupied with Claire, Thomas... Well, he knows what he's doing. Let's put it that way. And he's so hot. I thought he'd take charge, you know, grab me and put me where he wanted me, tell me what to do. He didn't have to. He just gave me this look, and I couldn't help myself. All he did was smile at me, and I couldn't keep my hands off him. I just had to have him. I was sucking his cock before his pants were even off. He can really last, too. None of that, oh, slow down, please, slow down, bullshit. I couldn't even take the whole thing, but Claire says she'll teach me how to deep throat. Of course I couldn't practice with you. You know you don't reach the back of my mouth. Besides, I like you better when you're all desperate. I'm not about to start spoiling you. Oh. Why don't you give yourself another tight squeeze and fondle those balls a little roughly for even suggesting that's a good idea? Keep going. I didn't tell you to stop, did I? Okay, hands off for a minute. You're getting too full of yourself. Anyway, Claire's really creative. I'm gonna like having her around. You know, after she was done with you, when we laid down and she kneeled on top of you so that we could both suck Thomas's cock, that wasn't even my idea. She told me this morning she thought it would be fun to pin you down and make you watch. Mostly, though, she just wanted to see if you'd do it. I think she's still a little shocked at how far little locked-up guys like you will go. But she'll learn. I never sucked a cock with another woman before, but it was so fun. I mean, you saw. Sometimes we took turns. Sometimes we both licked up and down his shaft. We were making out and sucking cock and jerking him off. Ugh, so good. At one point, we both just kind of looked up at him. I had the head of his cock in my mouth, and Claire was just kissing it, and... Oh, he just looked so right for that moment. Like, of course, my wife and another man's wife are kneeling in front of me right now. I swear, you'd have lasted maybe 10 seconds. Maybe. I mean, look at you now. Still rock hard and dripping pre-cum, and I'm not even letting you touch yourself. I think that's the point we ran out of uses for you, right? Don't look at me like that. You didn't go in expecting to get laid, did you? Then don't be disappointed when it doesn't happen. You're obedient. You're great with your tongue, and there's pretty much nothing you won't do for me. I love that. But we've been over this. You're small. And you're on the edge the second you touch me. So, we stick to your strengths, don't we? You aren't good at fucking me. So this is good for both of us. Men like Thomas keep me satisfied, so you can keep me happy. You like making me happy, right? Of course you do. Such a good boy. I guess you can stroke yourself again. Keep your eyes on mine while I tell you what comes next. Aren't these thin walls great? I know you could hear how happy I was last night where you were in here being obedient. We might let you watch next time. Last night Thomas just wanted us all to himself. We'll find somewhere out of the way to put you next time. Claire does have some of this on video, though. Maybe I'll make you watch sometime. As soon as the door was closed, I was so fucking ready for him. I was dripping wet, and I'd been imagining the way his cock would feel since we were at dinner. So I was bent over the bed while you were probably still fumbling with the room key. Claire pulled up a chair. I could see her playing with herself while I was smiling for the camera. That's when Thomas took me for the first time. My God. Whew. I thought he felt big in my mouth, but it took me a minute to even be able to move. Seriously, I was as wet and ready as I'd ever been in my life. I mean, way more ready than I'd ever been for you. And I couldn't even move on it. So thick. Whew. He knew what to do, though. He took his time and ran his hands all over me until I was pushing my hips back into him, grinding up and down the full length of his cock inside me. He made me work for it, though. He held my hips in the right range, but even bent over the bed, it was like I was fucking him. I mean, he moved with me, but I couldn't stop myself. I was pushing off the bed, back and forth, up and down. Ugh, he barely had to do anything. You know how desperate you get to come sometimes, that your hips move without meaning to. It was like that. It was like my body just was taking over and, you know, doing it itself. So uncontrollable. Alright, why don't you hold your hand still and buck your hips? Yeah, just like I moved against Thomas last night to come again and again. Hold your hand steady and just fuck it. That's right. But don't come. Keep going. Claire just watched us the whole time. I don't know how you get used to a cock like that, but she says I will. I swear I must have come like 4, 5, 6 times. I don't even know. I only stopped because my legs were shaking so hard I couldn't hold myself up anymore. When I stepped away, he laid back on the bed so she could climb on top. Oh, hold still for a second. They were facing each other, and then I went around behind her. She rode him slowly, all the way up and all the way down, over and over. Stroke yourself like that now, baby. Slowly. Just like Claire fucked herself on her husband's cock. Up and breathe in, down and breathe out. Up and breathe in, down and breathe out. Just like that. I got up behind her on my knees and started kissing her neck and her shoulders. Even her back. She smelled so fucking good, too. I just let my lips graze her skin really lightly, like I do when I'm trying to mess with your head. Like this, you know, with my fingers trailing down your neck and across your shoulders. I'm getting chills just thinking about it. It's probably a good part, good thing this part isn't on film. You would have had a heart attack right there. I think she needed a warm-up, too, because as soon as she started to pick up the pace, I wrapped my arms around her. I rubbed her clit with one hand and just held her with the other. She got louder and louder as she got faster. Go ahead, stroke faster, just like, oh yeah, just like Claire. I knew they were both on the edge of orgasm. She was so tense, it was like all of her muscles were vibrating and her skin was so flushed. And he looked like he was carved out of marble. That was the first time he'd come that night. Whew. All three of us needed a break at that point, so we went to the bathtub to clean each other up. And you know where showers lead. Well, where they'd lead if I'd let you. They can lead all sorts of fun places, though. Stop stroking. I told you, let's do it nice and steady now. Squeeze yourself again. Do another slap on those balls. Or would you rather I do it? I didn't think so. Now listen, no touching for a minute. I just want to make sure you don't miss this. We really did start off trying to have a shower. That didn't last, but we did try. We were all in there so close, though, and I was in between them with my back to Thomas when I felt his hand in my hair. You know I like having my hair pulled. He could tell, too. He pulled me against him, and I could feel him getting hard again. Claire got down on her knees in front of me and started licking my pussy while he pulled my head back. He used his other hand to hold my wrist behind my back. Oh, I knew I was about to have him again, and I honestly couldn't wait. But it didn't feel right. You should be proud, because in that moment, being pinned and treated like a sex object I'd been craving, I'd thought of you, the man I married. I told them to wait, and they did. Then I told them to fuck me against the bedroom wall so my little bitch of a husband could hear it. Oh, I didn't want you to miss anything, sweetie. That must have brought out Thomas's dominant side, because the first thing he did was to take his belt and tie my hands behind me. You of all people should know I'm not a submissive person, but there was no way I was saying no to him. I wanted to know what he could do, and if he wanted me tied up, that's what he was getting. So the three of us went back to the bedroom, where Thomas told me to wait by the wall. I stood there with my hands tied, aching for his cock, maybe 8 inches away from where you were waiting for me with your ear pressed against the wall. Isn't that sweet? He took her onto the bed and started fucking her in front of me, this time with her bent over doggy style and looking me directly in the eye. He told me I could have him like that if I showed him I wanted it bad enough. If I'm being honest, I always thought you sounded a bit silly when you were begging to come, but I get it now. I just never knew you could want somebody that much, you know? I guess I just didn't have the right perspective, I guess. But when you want something badly enough, you're willing to do anything for it, right? Just like you're begging me now to let you keep stroking that cock. Okay, fine. Stroke. But no, I'm not letting you get off your knees. I don't care if they're cramping up. You know that's where you belong. Do you hear me begging to fuck him? You could. So you heard exactly how it went. How I started out thinking it was all a show, and I'd say pretty please, and he'd come over. But then he didn't. So I started saying, please come fuck me. And he still didn't. And I said, please come fuck me like my husband can't. That didn't work. So I started promising to be good. And I knew the whole time that if I didn't convince him, he would just fuck Claire until he was satisfied and I'd get nothing. I felt ridiculous, but it didn't matter. Is that how you feel all the time? I remember just begging him and my pussy was screaming to be touched, and I couldn't do it myself, and I was just letting the words fly. Please, sir, come fuck me like my husband can't, and I promise I'll be good for you. Just please, please let me feel your cock again. I'll do anything. It wasn't about teasing you at that point. I forgot you were even there. I know you didn't forget me. How could you? Hearing me beg just inches from your ear. Eventually, I knew I'd have to offer him something he wasn't getting. So that's when I asked him to fuck my ass. I begged for it, really. And it worked. He came over to me, and I licked Claire off his cock. And then I bent over for him with my face pressed right up against that wall. I know you wanted to be there the first time I did anal, but really, you were a lot closer to me last night than you would have been if you'd been in the room, so that's gotta count for something, right? Whew, and it wasn't easy either. He was so big and so hard. Even with lube, it took a while. It hurt at first, but oh god, I still wanted it. I was still begging for it. You remember how I talked about people having strengths and weaknesses? Well, sex is one of Thomas's strengths. It's like he was born to fuck. He knew when to push, when to let me breathe, exactly how much I could take, but there was never any doubt who was in control. I know you heard every second of it. Even though I wasn't thinking about it at the time, I love that you heard it all. Every gasp, every moan, every screaming orgasm, right there for you. I think we both had a lucky night, right? I know you love it when I come. Just imagine Thomas's body pressing me against the wall. I bet you could just stroke that cock of yours to the beat of his thrusts, and they came so fast and so hard. Go ahead, baby. Stroke nice and fast, thinking about his cock fucking my ass. That is good, isn't it? Anyway, Thomas told me if I was really good for him, we could do it again sometime. So, I was perfect. Can you believe it? For once, I was the obedient one, the one begging for it. Turns out, I just need the right incentive. And I must have impressed them. We've got plans tonight. So, right now, Thomas and I are headed out to do some shopping. He wants me in some new lingerie. Claire has some ideas for you while we're gone. I don't know exactly what she wants, but I know she's never had her feet worshipped, and she did ask about your pain tolerance. Do whatever she tells you, and make sure the room is spotless for when we get back. It's your turn to impress. I know we have to go home in a few days, but I think it's important to do this right. I mean, especially considering that, well, guess who only lives about a half an hour away from us? Oh, honey, look at you, straining, waiting for me to let you come. Oh, keep stroking for me. You look so good on your knees like that. Sorry, baby. Not this time. Aw, Claire's coming over soon, and Thomas said you have to be locked up while she's here. So hands off. Aw. Go ahead. Squeeze those balls of yours until you're in enough pain to get you back in your cage. I want you back in that cage as soon as possible. Do I need to go fill up the ice bucket? I'm sure that would help. Have a great day, honey. I'll see you later. Isn't this the best vacation we've ever been on?